"Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and she's still there," exclaimed Baby Bear. Just then Goldilocks woke up and saw the three bears. She screamed help, and she jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest, and she never returned to the home of the three bears.
And then what happened?
What do you mean?
I mean, what happened after that, Storyteller Rick?
Whoa, I'm afraid that's the end of the story, Zach.
No, it can't be. Did Goldilocks make it to the other side of the forest? Did the bears get a tighter security system? I mean, then what happened?
Well, Zach, I think it's time for bed, don't you?
No! Then what happened? Then what happened?
Okay. A little more story time, then. I don't see how that would hurt. Let's see. Then what happened? Oh, all right, how about this? As she fled, Goldilocks ran into the forest ranger. Marty, I guess. The two enjoyed silver dollar pancakes and sausage links at Denny's up the street. Goldilocks told Ranger Marty a story about the bears, and the ranger was like, "What the heck are bears living in a house for, Goldie? I mean, that doesn't make any sense, right?" And Goldilocks was all, "That's what I was thinking. It's just not right," she said. So the ranger went back to the house and chased off the bears using buckshot and tear gas. Goldilocks then ate all the porridge she wanted and slept in whatever bed she desired.
And then what happened?
Well, she slept, Zach, there in the bed. She slept.
Forever?
Well, no, not forever, son.
Well, then what happened?
Well, then, the house's, rightful owners came home from a weekend in the Hamptons. They found Goldilocks and called child services. Goldilocks' parents, it turns out, were estranged. They'd gotten married too young and didn't want the burden of a snoopy 9-year-old anymore, so they could go on out and sow their wild oats. There, are you satisfied now?
But then what happened?
I don't know, Zach. Hell, Goldilocks bounced from foster home to foster home, I guess. No one really loved the girl. Years and years of child abuse left her melancholy and distrusting. She would eventually tour as a groupie for the band Four Non-Blondes, where she dabbled in lesbianism and hallucinogenic drugs. She spent most of her teens in and out of drug rehab before a Mexican priest slash father figure she never had gave her a place to stay, a job scrubbing pews and collections. Plates, the board game Stratego, and basically a new lease on life.
And then what happened?
Oh, geez. Well, when she was 17, she was arrested for smuggling contraband over international borders. While in prison, she dyed her hair indigo blue and was befriended by a secret government agent who targeted her to learn to kill. Now the world's youngest female government assassin, Goldie, as they came to call her, murdered three world dignitaries before earning a release from a program that hardened her beyond emotional repair. Or so they thought. But in starting her new life as a grocery store clerk at a Kroger's in Ames, Iowa, Goldie met Hollywood heartthrob Dermot Mulroney and started a 6-week love affair that would change her life forever, and the two would live happily ever after.
Wow. Then what happened?
Are you shitting me, kid? God damn it. You know what? Fine. You want to know what happened? I'll tell you what f***ing happened, you inquisitive little turd. The Mexican priest turned out to be a Colombian drug lord. And Goldilocks, as well as Goldilocks' legal guardian and husband, Dermot Mulroney had his leg cut off by a dull hacksaw so the drug lord could show Goldie or old man McBusiness. Then they shot the bastard Mulroney just for making must-love dogs and fed his bloody remains to a team of wild boars. The priest kept his pets and always traveled with using a horse trailer pulled by his red F-150. As for Goldie, she was eventually gutted and her innards fell from her intestinal wall to pile on the hardwood floors of a local Einstein's Bagels like 100 steaming bloody asps, where she then died a horrible death.
Then what happened?
A f***ing ghost rose from the fires of hell for the purpose of haunting 8-year-old little shits who won't stop asking f***ing questions. At last count, she's killed 32, and her 33rd is you, Zach, tonight, unless you go to f***ing bed right f***ing now, you annoying little f***er.
Wow. Now that's a great story.
Well, thank you. I guess it so wasn't so bad, was it? Sorry about the language, boy. Didn't mean to get so out of hand there. That was wrong of me.
So what happened to the bears?
Oh, that is it, you son of a... 1 hour later. Is he in here? Do you mind if I... Yeah, talk to him. Thanks. Hey, Zach? Zach? Hey, how you doing, buddy? I'm Officer Baines. How you hanging in there, pal? Yeah, looks like you got a little goose egg there on your eye. Well, you keep some ice on that, all right? It'll be fine. Hey, Zach, look, I just want to let you know that everything's going to be okay now. That Rick won't ever bother you again, son. And that's a promise. Officer Turner and I took care of that for you. Yes, sir, we gave him a good old shiner of his own for what he did to you. We then arrested him, put him in handcuffs, and threw him in the back of a squad car.
And then what happened?
Well,